Well, me too.
Go ahead, brother.
Just asked me if I'd preach. Bible says you're supposed to be in season, out of season. You got to be ready. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalms chapter 119. It's good to be in the house of God. I'm glad to be here. I missed not being here last Sunday and Wednesday. I was out preaching. And I thank God for a chance to go preach His Word. And, you know, God uses men to preach the Word of God. God doesn't use a woman to preach. God uses a man. God called a man to preach. He called Paul. And we need to preach the Word of God. Over and turn over to Philippians before you get over to Psalms, and then I'm going to go to James. I'm just going to read a couple of verses. Over in Philippians chapter 3, beginning with verse number 12. It says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus." You press toward the mark. You don't go backwards. You press toward the mark. I mean, the road is narrow that leads to Jesus. The road's broad that leads to Satan. The thing you never see no one turning around going back on the road to saved and born again. You might fall down. You might get out of the will of God. But you're still pressing on. I've been saved all this August. I'll be saved 39 years. And I've been pressing on. I might fail by the wayside a few times. I might have got kicked down. And you say, "Well, there's a bunch of hypocrites down there." Well, what are they out in the world? They're hypocrites out there. I believe I just come to the house of God where the hypocrites are that you think are hypocrites. Maybe you're the biggest hypocrite here. I don't know. I mean, let me tell you something. People get the wrong thing about the house of God. I come to God's house to hear the Word of God preached. I come to get where God is. You say, "Well, God can be at my house." Well, that's true. But the Bible says we're two or three are gathered together in His name. And I'll tell you what, there's more than two or three here. And we come for the purpose to worship God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to preach a message on resolve for the new year. Resolve for the new year. We should have a resolve for the new year. The word resolve can be defined as coming to a determination or making up one's mind. And I always said, taking and having a target in your mind to live for God. People say, "Well, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. I'm not going to drink so much. I'm not going to get out and run around, so I'm going to save my money this year." I'm going to tell you what, you break them resolutions. But I'm going to tell you what, if you determine in your heart, by the grace of God, to do some things this year for God Almighty, I tell you what, you'll be a better Christian. This church will be a better church. You'll be a better a teacher, a better preacher, whatever you might be. But if you make up your mind to do some things. And I want to look over here into Psalms chapter 119. Over in Psalms chapter 119, it says in verse number 7, it says in verse number 7, it says, "I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will rejoice." He's talking about, "I will praise thee." I will rejoice here. That's what he's talking about. "I will praise thee." Instead of grumbling and griping and coming to church and looking for people's faults, looking at their, where they're not spiritual, where you think you've got such spirituality. Let me tell you what, you come to the house of God and your heart's repentant and you get your heart right with God and you come in and you give God praise and glory. And what kind of church would it be if you come and everybody was praising God?
Yeah, amen.
You come in a house of God, and I find when I go to preach, people so sad, they're just so down and out, depressed. They just wore out from the devil. Let me tell you something. The devil's getting defeat over you. He's kicking you down. He's defeating you. Come to the house of God and come in with glory on your lips and give God the praise and the glory and the honor for what He's done. He didn't promise you another minute. He didn't promise you another day. But thank God He gave me another time. I might be able to go out and tell people about Jesus. I'm glad I'm saved today. I'm glad August 15, 1976, about 25 minutes to 9, God saved my soul, cleaned me up, and made me a new person. These people come down here chewing their chewing gum, smiling, and they get down, and they don't never confess. They just come down to make a show. I'm going to tell you what, they're lost and going to hell if there's never been a change in them. Tell you what the Bible says, you come with a broken and a contrite spirit. And then that's when you get saved.
Yes, sir.
But I will rejoice. I want to come this year. I will rejoice. I want to praise God. I want to determine in my heart, wherever I am, that I can rejoice and give God the praise, the glory, and honor.
Yeah.
And I can stand up and I can testify and be a testimony for God. Most of you don't know what it is to testify. You don't know what it is to come down and get on the altar of God and God get in hold of you and you just feel the Spirit of God in you.
Amen.
I tell you what our church is lacking is. We need to determine in our heart in 2015 that we're going to rejoice and praise God.
Amen.
And then down in verse 15 of the same chapter, he says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. In verse 48, he says, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. In verse 78, it says, let the proud be ashamed, for they dwelt perversely with me and without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. I tell you what, in 2015, in all three of these references, he speaks on meditating. He deals with the source of a meditation, which is in the Word of God. And some folks spend more time pondering their newspaper, reading their magazines, reading their novels, or reading their romance books, rather than meditating on the Word of God. And it reflects in your life. I want a life to reflect it on my life, to reflect the Word of God from me. Somebody sees me, I want to see there ain't something different about that man. There's something different. I don't want them to see me and they think, oh, that guy, boy, ain't nothing different about him. He says he's a Christian. I want to know where I'm at, that God is my Lord. He's my Savior. I get up in the morning, I want to think on God. I go to bed at night, I want to think on God. I want to meditate. I want to reflect from me. How many people be around you and they say, oh, there's something different about that person. There's something different about him. I tell you what, this day we're living in, you better get some things solved in your heart. You better get some things settled. You better determine. We're living in the last seconds. I'm telling you what, Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming. Whether you're ready or not, He is coming. I've been saved 39 years this August 15th. Let me tell you something. I've seen things come true. I've seen things that's happened that's come true. Look how China, look how Russia, how Iran, all these countries over are coming together. You read over in the Bible and that's considered the bear. Yes. The big bear coming together, Russia, building itself up. They all getting bigger. We're getting smaller. And then all the kings of the East are coming together. I'm telling you, He's coming. And the day looks more like He's coming than ever I've seen.
Amen.
prophecies come to happen. Things have come to... Look, they're trying to get the one world money. They've been doing it all this time. Look over there. Their money's crumbling overseas. We're going to end up martyred down. If we don't get out of here, if we do get out of here, they're going to have one world money system. They already got a one world church. You say, what are you talking about? The Holy Catholic, please. They're the Holy Catholic Church. And what's happening? Islam is coming in with the Catholics. It's going to be a one world church. They're trying to take over now. Look around you. But if I wasn't saved, I'd get down here and get saved. You're living in the last seconds. Christ is coming. You said you scare me. Well, I'm not being dirty or vulgar, but I wish I could scare the hell right out of you. You've got so much of it in you. You lost. The Bible says you have your father, the devil. The rest of your father, you will do. I'm telling you, you better get scared. You better get right with God. Hell is a reality.
Amen. Yes.
I want to reflect what God did. Then in verse 19, chapter 19, verse 16, he says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. In verse 93, it says, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. You know what? David makes up his mind that he will not forget the Word of God because it had been the source of quickening and the giving of his life to him. I tell you what, I want to remember the Word of God.
Amen.
I want to be able to remember the Word of God. You better take and cherish the Word of God in your heart. You better memorize it. The Bible says line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You better remember it and hide it in your heart. Most of you, it wouldn't matter to you. A lot of you don't even pick your Bibles up. You don't read them. You bring them in, throw them down, you'll never touch them. That's a shame and a disgrace. And you call yourself a Christian. God, you need to remember the Word of God. It breaks my heart. In the day, I can remember back when I was younger, I can remember Scripture that I learned back then. But now, Ben, I'm probably 60 years old in May. And I tell you what, I can't remember nothing no more. I'll try to remember Scripture, and I'll try, and I read, and I study, and I read. And it doesn't come as easy as it once did. It's a struggle all the time.
Yes,
to hide the Word of God in your heart.
Yes, yes.
And then over in verse 32. In verse 32 it says, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. He says, I will run. The sweet singer of Israel says, I will run of the way of thy commandments. That expression speaks of an affection and a readiness and a cheerfulness. And there shall be nothing dull about the commandments of God to the person that loves the Lord.
Amen.
There's nothing dull in this book about the Word of God. Even when you get over there and it starts talking about so-and-so forgot so-and-so and it just keeps on and on, that's not boring. If you get in there, then you're going to flip it over to the Bible and it talks about somebody's grandson and you can remember, hey, he was back over there.
There you go.
Amen. I know some people skip all that. They don't read all that.
Right.
They don't read. This is the Word of God. I'm talking about the King James Bible. It's the Word of God. If you got anything else, throw it in the garbage. The stinking Koran, that's nothing but a filthy, rotten book out of hell.
Amen.
And I don't care who knows I said it. Hey, this is I got the Word of God in my hand. I got saved by it. I've been walking by it all these years, and I don't plan on turning now.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
You said, who'd you get mad at this morning? Well, I didn't get mad at nobody.
Amen.
I'm just preaching God's Word.
Yes, right.
I'm preaching what God wants me to preach.
Amen.
I didn't know I was preaching when I come this morning. Preacher Howard asked me to preach. I thought, well, okay. But I'm telling you what, right now, God's speaking to somebody's heart. You need to get your things in order, because the day you're liable to die. God, I hope nobody walks out of here or has a wreck or dies and not saved and goes to hell. I tell you what, your blood won't be on my hands. But I want to run. I want to run that race. Over in Hebrews, it says there's a race there. It needs to be that you got to run. It says run it, run it well. Over in Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 1, it says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. But it takes patience to run this race. You don't get in this race, and I'm going to tell you what a lot of people's troubles is. They get saved and they get in there and boy, they just take off wide open. And they just run and just fast as they can run for God. And then when everything don't happen like they think it does, they start slacking off. Slacking off. Next thing you know, they're not even in church no more. Next thing you know, they're just discouraged, depressed. And they think, well, where is God? God's right where He always has been. You're the ones not where you all should be. Hey, when I get out in the will of God, God didn't leave me. I left Him.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what? I'm saved. No matter what happens in my life. If you read tomorrow that I went out here and somebody see me drunk, and you believe and trust one thing, I'm saved by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Everything happens in your life is by the grace of God.
Yeah.
You come here today by the grace of God. You say, oh, I just come because somebody invited. No, you're here for a reason today.
Yeah.
God put you here.
Yeah.
God wanted you to hear something.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what. I want to run that race. I ain't never been able to much of a runner. When I was in school, I was always heavy and I couldn't run. And they'd have in PE, I hated PE because they get in there and they make you run. And I couldn't run. And people laugh at me and make fun of me, Brother Robert. And I tell you what, we had to run a mile, I think it was. You had to go around the track so many times. And there's this one boy, his little skinny boy, tall. He couldn't run either. Man, that's all I did. I tried to kill myself out running that guy. I was the last one come in. You think that wasn't embarrassed? Brother Joe, that was embarrassed. I couldn't even outrun that guy. But I tell you what, thank God, hallelujah. Hey, one day when I get to heaven, I might just take me a running spell and maybe run for 1,000 years. Hallelujah! One day I'll be running down the street of glory. I won't have no heart problem. Hey, I had a quadruple heart bypass. I had 3 back surgeries. Next, I can go on and on and on, tell you all the things that I have had. But thank God, one day I'm going to get a glorified body. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm there. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb and the crucified one. It's all because of the blood. And I will reveal. In verse chapter 19, verse 46, it says, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. I will reveal that Jesus Christ is in my life by the testimony I will show. You need to determine in your heart, in your life, that you're going to show people around you. People's going to see Jesus in you in 2015. You say, well, forget the past. Put the past behind you. Don't worry about what you did last. Do remember what you're doing now. Go now. Get up now. Run. Don't lag behind. Don't fall behind. Keep pressing and on. I want to do more for Jesus Christ this year than I did last year. There's no place to back up. That trumpet's fixing to sound. And baby, that trumpet sounds, I want to be ready. I'm going to be ready.
Yes.
You know, the thing is, you got over there in the Bible, we're talking about the 10 virgins. And 5 of them had their oil and everything ready. And 5 of them run out of oil because they was waiting. And, you know, that's just like a church today. You got a church with all these people in it. And you got people in sitting right here. They sing the same songs we sing. They go where we go. They eat what we eat. They do what we do. Those virgins did the same thing, but 5 was ready. 5 wasn't. That's the way it is in church.
Yeah.
A lot are ready. Some ain't ready. God knows who you're putting on playing games.
That's right.
You're not fooling Him.
Right.
You come here in the house of God and you can act like you don't want to be here and you don't want to be here.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what, when God saves your soul, you want to be in the house of God.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't stay out of the house of God, but that ain't hurting me like I'm doing something wrong. When I don't preach, even though I'm preaching, I miss my home church.
Yeah.
I think, what are they doing? I can look back in my mind and see y'all's faces. And I pray for one, each one of you. And I pray God bless Brother Hyde and give him the message to preach. I want God to reveal Himself in me. I want to be usable. And then in verse 117, it says, hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will respect unto thy statutes continually. I won't rest. He expresses confidence in God, holding him up, and knew that those who loved the Word of God found themselves being held up by God. He holds you up. He takes care of you. He don't go off and leave you. And you need time of rest, and your time of trouble, and your time of sorrow. He doesn't go off and leave you. He's never left you and never forsaken you.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27 says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall trust out of the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. The eternal God is my refuge. That's my refuge today. That's where I find peace. That's where I find my help. That's where when I need help, I cry out. I don't cry out Muhammad, Buddha. I don't cry out all these things. I don't get my beads out and start counting them. I don't get my cross out from around my neck. I don't do none of that. I just say, Jesus, help me, Lord. The Bible says I can walk into the throne room bravely.
Amen.
Step up before God.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm glad Jesus is in my heart today.
Yes, sir.
Last of all, in verse 17, it said, I will have respect unto the statutes continually. I will have respect unto the statutes continually. The words respect suggest to us esteem or of a sense of worth or excellence of something or someone. The Word of God is so valuable. It's so valuable to us as children of God because this is our guideline. This is how you live your life. This book here is what tells you. You got problems? Go to the Word of God. Get in the Word of God. You know why you can't handle problems? Because you don't read the Word of God. You don't hide it in your heart that when you've got problems in your life, that them things come forth into your mind and God brings them up from remembrance. I tell you what, I'm pretty sorry person last year. You say, well, what'd you do? I just didn't live for God like I wanted to. This old flesh keeps me from doing what I want to do for God. But you know, one day, Brother Hyde, thank God, One day this old flesh ain't going to hold me back no more.
That's right.
One day, praise God, that trumpet's going to sound if I don't die.
Amen.
Trumpet's going to sound.
Yeah.
We're going to go up to meet those which are dead in the air. We're going to rise from the dead. We're going to meet them in the air. It's in Jesus Christ. And then we're going to go up to be with God. Hallelujah. I'm glad if I fall dead right now, and if you're saved, we'll see you one day. Either in the air or I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Yes.
I will rejoice.
Yes.
I will praise.
Yes.
And I will reflect Jesus Christ in my life.
Amen.
How was your life today? How was your year last year? What kind of year did you have for Jesus Christ? Oh, it's pretty good. Oh, I'll tell you what. I had a great year, God, as far as God being good to me. Oh, man, I didn't. God opened doors everywhere. God, you know, I said, God, believe God led me to be an evangelist, which I've always believed that. I just never would admit it. And, you know, God's opened doors, and I went and preached. And y'all people so graciously, you prayed for me and you helped me. And I tell you what, I want to go more this year.
Yeah, sir.
I want to preach more. I want to know more. I pray God give me understanding and wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God. If I don't have it or nothing else, help me in the Word of God. How are you doing today? How are you doing today? How's things in your life today?
Amen. Amen, brother. That's good preaching, wasn't it?
Amen.